Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And we are here with Shari Batone, who is the Senior Mobility Manager for DOSA, which is Department of Services for the Aging out of the Town of North Hempstead. And I just want to, before we go back to Shari, I'm going to share a story. Shari had said about sprinkling that stuff on your walkway as you come out your door. And she's holding up and she'll come back to that. And I will never forget the day that Judy Bosworth was installed for the very first time, because my wife and I were going to the installation. My wife is one of the most fastidious and she takes care of everything. She's the one that puts the stuff outside and yada, yada, yada. It didn't look that bad. And that might be the day you're talking about. We stepped outside. She slid right off the stoop and broke a wrist. Oh. And we wound up in the hospital. The hospital was mobbed. And it's fresh on my mind because this was 8 years ago. 8 years ago, they had to cut her wedding band off in order to put a cast on. Ooh. I had her wedding band fixed for our 40th anniversary, which was 3 years ago. The kids sent us to Paris. As a surprise, I had her band fixed and brought it to Paris. I made it too small. Oh. We just brought it to the jeweler last week to get it finally fixed. And so the guy called me yesterday and said, the ring is ready. So she hasn't had a wedding band in 8 years. All because of just a slip. You didn't see it on the ground. And off she went, only have two steps. Thank God it wasn't her head. She went far enough out that when she landed, she threw her arms back and broke her wrist. If 4 or 5 inches more, she would have landed shorter. She would have landed on her head. So again, and she wasn't, she's a senior now, but she wasn't a senior then. Anybody can fall. You know, the stuff that Shari's talking about is not just for a senior. It's for anybody. The safety measures when it comes to the winter time, and we're going to talk more about the car, it's for a 20-year-old driving. Don't get out and think you're a young guy or young woman and you don't have to clean your car because you'll be able to, you know, you're young, you'll deal with it. And having that little kit, which we're going to continue to go over right now, it's unbelievable. You get stuck and all of a sudden you're thirsty, a bottle of water. Go ahead, Otto.
No, Shari and her material used the word mindset. And what you're just talking about kind of goes a little more into that, in that your mindset has to be that something can happen. And you have to focus on the fact that it can happen, which is difficult to do because a lot of times we're off in our own little la-la land, if you will. But when you're going to walk somewhere, like I had sometimes when you get out of a car, you have to be careful because you put your foot down and the next thing you know, your foot is sliding because it hit something. And point again, the mindset thing, you have to always be focused on the fact that you've got to prevent falling, especially in bad weather. And it could be rain, frankly, with leaves that slide, which was my story. The leaf was wet and it slid. But luckily, I didn't hurt myself or anything. But the point being, you have to really pay attention.
Agreed.
That's my story.
No, and it's important. And just before we go back to Shari, my four-year-old grandson broke his leg 2 years ago. He's six now, but 2 years ago, he's going to be seven. But that's some point. There's a huge difference when a four-year-old breaks his leg, because I'm thinking this is going to be a terrible thing for the next 6 weeks. Within 24 hours, he was walking around. That leg was going up in the air, was going. If I broke my leg, I'm probably going to be in bed for the next month because you don't have the same mobility as you get older. So a break for a senior is a hell of a lot worse than a break for a young person.
As well as an accident. Accident to the senior, for a senior, could mean that there's family pressure. Oh boy, time to give up the keys. So we got to be extra careful. I do have some other things to try to get to, but I want to touch on, Otto, when you exit a car, there's a handle right as you exit by the door. Okay. It's a grip. It's bolted into the car. Use it to steady yourself. So when you step out, you plant your foot, see if it's slippery and know what you're getting into. So I want to get through a couple things. We want to prepare the car in advance. You could just take your car over to the mechanic and say, please winterize the car for me. Beyond just checking the tire pressure, the battery, the engine oil, they'll put in antifreeze, which can regulate your engine during extremely cold temperatures. They'll fill up the washer fluid for you. I've heard that you want to use one with methanol. It should have a freeze point of 20 degrees below zero. So you can just take your car to the mechanic, just say, please winterize, you know, and that'll take care of that. Now, if you absolutely must go out, because of course we said prepare, but prepare to stay in, right? But if you absolutely have to go out, maybe it's day four and it's time to get out, you know, start early, as I said. You want to put the heater on in the car. That whisks up the moisture in the car. The fogging, we always said to fogger, no, use the heater for at least 2 minutes to remove the humidity. You want to, if it snowed, you want to clear the tailpipe before you start cleaning off your car so there isn't carbon monoxide in the car. You want to clean off the entire roof of the car. You want to clean the windows, the mirrors, that rear camera. And you want to adjust your mirrors to see more of what's in the lanes next to you. Once you head out, you might want to be going really slow because after all, the colder the temperature, the longer it'll take you to stop on snow and ice. You want to keep a large distance between you and the car in front of you. This is not when rush, you know, you can't rush with these things. Set out early. You'll have a lot of time. You're going to drive with the pace of other cars. If you feel unsteady or you don't have a grip of the road and you plan to pull off, or, you know, it's a distance until you can pull off, put your hazard lights on. Communicate with the other cars around you that, hey, I'm going to be driving slower and keep your distance from me because I might be having a problem stopping. Both in front of you and back of you, that will help. So you're going to drive at a speed that matches your visibility and the traffic and road conditions. If your wheels start to spin, that's so unnerving. You start to fishtail a little, then you want to let up on the pressure of your gas until you feel the traction of the road again. So again, driving slower acceleration will give you back that traction. Just stay in the lane that has been cleared by the snowplow most recently. If you know that certain areas of your town or village are icy or have a hill, go the long way. Also, the minute you get out of your car, wherever you go to, you are now a pedestrian. You got to make sure that you're going to be seen. So you want to wear bright colors to stand out and something reflective in case you go into the evening so you can be seen. Most tragedies occur when a driver doesn't expect somebody to be there. That's when accidents happen. So think when you're a driver and you see a pedestrian suddenly mid-block and have to stop, or on a highway, suddenly there's a person getting out of a car. So not only as pedestrian and driver, we gotta be more alert when there's bad weather. It's harder to see people when they're stepping out. So you have to be really eyes wide open and alert and checking. You know, some people in some communities walk for religious reasons and you got to look, okay, what day of the week is it? Maybe there's going to be more people walking. They should be wearing reflective gear, but we can't help what other people do. We want to keep ourselves safe and be alert. That rear camera is so helpful when backing out in a grocery, you know, you're tight behind maybe two big cars, a truck and a van. It's very hard to see what's going on. You don't want to hit anybody, or backing out of your driveway when you have bushes or a big snow pile left by, you know, a snowplow. That rear camera actually shows you what's right beyond that. You you know, back out slowly, check again. And of course, when driving, it's checked right, left again. You know, it isn't just one and then and go, because somebody could pop out, pedestrian or car. So we just, it's just when there's bad weather, you got to be at your sharpest. Okay. It's not time to go out if you're emotional and something happened in the family, or, you know, just get yourself to have a clear head when you head out. And even more so when there's bad weather, you got to be at your sharpest.
I'm just going to jump in, Shari, just to jump in 1 second here. Yeah. What you're saying is so important, because I personally feel that pedestrians are getting more and more lackadaisical. You know, years ago, you used to look both ways before crossing the street. Now you got your cell phone on, you just keep walking. So it is incumbent upon the driver to be careful, because bottom line, I don't care what he's doing. If I hit him, I'm the one at fault. I can turn around and say he was on the phone, he wasn't paying attention, whatever he was doing. He walked out, I hit him, I'm in trouble. And I just find more and more people they don't cross at a light. They cross in the middle of the street, come out between two cars, and then you're right, they're right in front of you. And it's a slippery road. You hit the brake, it's too late. So what you're saying is so spot on and so important for people to pay attention to.
You know, and just the drivers, the minute they get out of the car, they're a pedestrian.
Okay.
When you exit your car, when you parallel park on a busy road, now you exit your car, you're going into the street, right? So you got to be aware. You got to check your own rearview mirror, make sure there isn't a car coming before you swing that car door open, or a bicyclist. So you got to check. And then when you step out, you know, get yourself safely to the sidewalk and then cross at the corner. You don't want to be that person that gets out of the car and just jaywalks and crosses mid block.
You know what? My father drove a truck for a living. And I remember him telling me when I was very young, when I was just learning how to drive, like in New Hyde Park, for a good example, there's a lot of narrow streets, there's cars on both sides. And he told me, he said, always look a little bit under the cars that are parked. And if you look under the cars, it's amazing what you'll see. You may see feet under the cars, and you know, it's a way to really be able to tell what's going on. You know, I found it as a suggestion that I don't hear very often, to be honest about it. But, you know, it works for me. I watch it all the time, and I have seen people's feet under the car. Not that they were under the car, but you can see their feet ahead, and so you slow down.
Shari, hold the thought. We're going to be right back. We're taking a break now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Stay tuned.